One of the things that I really am makir toiv to the Rabbeinu Shalom and to the Tzibur is that I feel that we sometimes hit uncharted territory. There's a tremendous challenge to hear the Rabbeinu Shalom, how he's speaking to our generation, and exactly what he's telling us and instructing us. And we need tremendous siyata dishmaya, a tremendous amount of shimush talmidei chachamim. But it's amazing. It's amazing how all the things that the Torah has for us give us clarity in every single area. And we're working on music. Right? Last week, we talked about the whole idea of Shira. That Shira, the word Shir, means a circle, like a ring. Something that comes full circle. Every song has a beginning, has an end, goes back on itself. And that feeling like everything's working out. In Az Yashir, when Klal Yisrael went through, they saw their enemies, not just enemies, but in great detail. This enemy sunk to the bottom of the water. This one was floating and this one was going around like a washing machine. Everybody was being taken care of exactly the way it was supposed to be. And we were heading towards Har Sinai. We sang. We sang because we saw the entire circle. We saw how everything worked out. When the Halig of Chana was zocheh to have a child, she sang to the Ribbono Shalom in a way that we can't imagine. Where all of her pain and anguish that she didn't understand, that became our Shmona Esrei. All of the halachas of Tefillah are modeled after Chana. Somehow, Borei Olam wanted her to go through that, and when she looked at the end, she saw everything, how everything made sense. And she got a joy that we can't imagine to see the whole picture. How everything comes full circle. And we're going to sing a Shir Chadash when Mashiach comes. When we see, that's why this happened. That's why that happened. Wow. We're just going to be laughing out loud. And singing a song. And when a person listens to any melody, the reason it's Mesameach, unlike a steak or a donut, no one knows they like donuts. Those things, the palate has millions of sensations that get you going. What is it about music? Music is the form. The form of the music itself takes you out of where you were and it brings you to its beauty. Its form, the beginning, the end, the full circle, it takes you over to that place, exactly where it is. And the whole Bria, the whole world has a song. All of nature sings a song. The Gemara tells us if it wasn't for all of the narishkeit from Romi, Hamoine Shel Romi, all the moles and all the flashing signs, we would hear a roar of the Galgal Achama. There would be a singing coming from every part of the Bria, from the sun, from the moon, the stars. And we know there's something called Parak Shira, which a lot of people get these booklets with pictures of animals, have become very in lately, where each part of the Bria has a song. The frog sings, what's he singing? He's singing, I have a purpose. The deer, the fox, everybody's singing their purpose. That's their song. They understand why they're here. They're expressing something, some type of clarity. And if we would hang out in Shemayim, we would hear songs all day and all night. In fact, the Manus Halevi, the Heliga author of the Lechadoidi, the Machaber of Lechadoidi, says that why when you sing a baby to sleep, does he calm down? So I would say it's soothing, you know? It calms me down when I'm crying, music. It says, no. It says a baby was used to be in Shemayim, where there were songs all day. And when you sing to a child, you remind him of what it was like back at home when he... You know, the first thing a baby does, I can tell you, Baruch Hashem, after six children, the baby basically freaks out and goes, I don't want to be here! Ah! He's very upset. There's no singing of Malachim and all this. Then you go, you know, I don't know, I used to sing Vavi Yossi to my first daughter. Vavi Yossi. She's like, oh, it's not so bad. Olam Hazeh, not so bad. It's a nice song. It reminds us of what's going on there. Why is there so much singing over there? Such sweetness, so much so that we find that the Chasam Sofer, his little son, the Ksav Sofer, wanted to know what the Malachim sound like. What do they sound like in Shemayim? So he asked his mother, he says, what do they sound like? So, you know, if I was his mother, I'd just give him a kiss, you know, give him a candy, he's such a good boy. He says, you want to know? During Kedusha on Shabbos, go under your father's talis, the Halig of Chasam Sofer. The Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein brings this from an early Sefer. He says, so the little Ksav Sofer went under the talis, and he said, under there, during Kedusha, he heard these incredible nigunim and sounds, the imus that cannot be described in Olam Hazeh. It's interesting under the talis of the Chasam Sofer. There's a reality of clarity over there, of song, and that is the full circle. Everything's clear in Shamayim. That's why they're singing all day. So then we said another Nakuda, which is that whatever you pick as your song becomes your clarity. Right? If you're going to listen to something, that will be your soundtrack. Not just the soundtrack of Bein Hasdarim, not just the soundtrack of a road trip, but it will be the soundtrack of your life. The way you see what's happening by you is through the soundtrack of what of that time and where you're holding in life. I thought of a gewaltige, b'siyata d'shmaya, a gewaltige thing, b'schus ha-sibur. There's a very interesting lashon in Musaf for Rosh Chodesh. It says all the wonderful things that we're waiting for when Mashiach comes. And it says over here, u'ba'avoydas beis ha-mikdash nisma kulana. We're going to be so happy when the beis ha-mikdash comes. Then it says the following. U'bishirei David avdecha hanishmoyim bi'irecha, and the songs of David HaMelech that will be heard in the city, ha'amurim lifnei mizbechecha, that will be said at your mizbeach. I was bothered by this. I don't understand. Is there going to be a huge loudspeaker? It says the entire city is going to be hearing these things. But it says, where are the shirim happening, Rabbi Ozai? They're happening in front of the mizbeach. So why does it say that they're all going to be heard throughout the city? And I think the answer is pashut, guys. When the Beis HaMikdash comes, there's going to be a constant soundtrack of Shiris David. It's not just in front of the Mizbeach. HaNishmoyim Bi'irecha, the whole Ruach, is going to be the clarity of Tehillim, going in all sorts of incredible Nigunim, incredible clarity, where it's going to be the uptight of everything I see will be what I hear. Everywhere I go in Yerushalayim, I will hear a certain soundtrack, and it will give me the clarity of that. It will be the Havana, the understanding of what's going on over in that place. But now we got to take it to the next level. And that is to figure out exactly what music is, what it is. It's true, it's a full circle, but a little bit more. What is this thing called music? So I'd like to go to the Spitz place to go. I think if you're going to study music, you have to go to the song of all songs. Makes sense, right? If someone tells you, this is the song of all songs, man! Right? So that's the place to go when you're test driving what it is that a song is. And Shir HaShirim is the song of all songs. However, there's a big problem that I could get kicked out of the Beis Medrash for discussing Shir HaShirim. But it won't be the first time that someone gets kicked out of the Beis Medrash. Because there was a great debate about whether Shir HaShirim should be a chelek of Tanakh. It's a Mishnah, Rabosai, in Yadayim. Mishnah about hands. Yeah, there's actually a Masechta called Yadayim. Sounds spooky? It's not as scary as it sounds. But in a Mishnah in Yadayim, it says that they did not want to put Shir HaShirim, even though it had the author Shlomo HaMelech, no one can disagree, brightest man that ever lived, we do not want to put this in Tanakh. Inappropriate material. Racy novel. You know what it says in Shir HaShirim? You don't know. If you have an art scroll, Shir HaShirim, you do not know. You know why? Because they discussed it with the rabbi and they don't translate it for you. They trick you, Rabotai. Don't ever tell somebody you know Hebrew and memorize the art scroll translation of Shir HaShirim. You'll make a fool of yourself. Because every word in Shir HaShirim is, whoa, the rabbis talk that way? Whoa, what's going on over here? And the translation is extremely heavy. It's passion. It's passionate, Rabosai. And they didn't want it. Comes Rabbi Akiva and says, Chas v'shalom, kol ashirim kodesh. All the shirim, all the songs are kodesh. Shir ashirim is kodesh kedash. It's kodesh kedash. And they stopped. That's it. And made it in. What happened over here? How do we understand this, Bichlal? This is the nakuda of music, Rabosai. The nakuda is the following. Music is about creating a relationship. That is what it is. Whatever you sing about is what you attach yourself to. This is the song of all songs, dafka, because it's written in such a way that you can't believe you could have such an intimate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So much so, it's a mashal, Rabosai. It has no pshat. It really doesn't. the story is showing that somebody could achieve such a connection to Hashem that it's Kodesh Kedoshim. Another word for Kodesh Kedoshim, the Gemara tells us, is the most intimate place where a husband and wife are. It's called the Cheder Amitas. And the reason Shir HaShirim is the biggest is dafka the reason that it shouldn't be there. Because it's so personal. It's so close with Hashem. Shir HaShirim, Asher L'shamo. Your person goes in there, Yashkeini Minishikos Pihu. They're going out. They're swimming towards the Rabbono Shalom. There's no song like this. You know why? Because it gets you to a place that you will never imagine getting to. The words and the niggin take you and you travel and go on and on. And Rashi writes a very rare thing. Rashi writes a hakdama to Shir HaShirim. Very unusual. A hakdama to Shir HaShirim, yeah. You'll see, before he starts his hakdama. He says, Shlomo HaMelech didn't write Shir HaShirim for the time where the Beis HaMikdash was around. He foresaw that there wasn't going to be a Beis HaMikdash. And it's a feeling of longing for the one he loves, for the Rabbon Shalom. It's a love song, Rabosai. The song of all songs is a love song, and it has to be that way. Because a person who shar, who sings, is attaching himself emotionally to something. When you know something intellectually, it's a fact. When you sing it, you feel it emotionally. That's the whole godless of singing, is to take things you know and become attached to those things. Get close to those things. And over here, Shlomo HaMelech went all out. He set up the highest level of relationship that a person could possibly have with the Rabbono Shel. And he creates a longing. And you always have to sing to someone. That's right, we're going to prove this. But it says in the Pasuk, Shiru Loi, sing to him. Zamru Loi, sing a niggin to him. You always direct song. There's no singing that's not directed somewhere. Even in advertising, Rabosai. That's the whole point. When I was growing up, the big niggin was, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. What's pshat? They want you to love that coffee, Rabosai. You want to wake up. Folgers. Folgers tastes like mud, by the way. I was duped. For 4 years, I had Folgers until someone introduced me. I fell hook, line, and sinker. It works. It attaches you emotionally to something that sometimes is absolutely ridiculous. No shaychus. And Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch writes in Brachos Mem Aleph, he says the following amazing thing. He says that in opera, it took me a long time to read this word in Hebrew. It says Oprah in Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch. I'm reading, who's Oprah? What's Oprah? It took me a long time. I was almost not going to quote. I'm like, opera, that's what it is. He says in opera, they pick the tune and then they put in words. That's what they do. They get a good la 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 to go, and then they just throw in whatever words, Italian craziness, and it sells. By us, it's punkfakert, he says. First, we have something that we want. A destination point on the GPS. Then the song, the niggin, is going to take us there. By us, we don't just create good tunes and then just happen to put in words. We have words that we want us to get somewhere. We want to get somewhere with those words. And we figure out what's going to be the frequency to get us to those emotions, to exactly what we want. There are people who've been matzliach tremendously with this. One example for me, and these are my own personal favorites, so you can't argue with this, it's an issue of taste. However, Vihisha Amda. Vihisha Amda, the old one is Vihisha Amda, Vihisha. Nice song. But you know what? Yonos HaRizal, Kol HaKavod to him. This is amazing. I'm serious. Vihisha Amda Lavoiseinu Ve'akadosh Baruch Hu. It brings out the beauty. I feel like my siddurim have changed drastically. This was dead by me. And listen to these words. Understand them emotionally. Up until now, I just knew Hashem takes care of our enemies. Here, he takes you into a world where you finally feel what's going on. You finally taste it. Even in our door, the curry bun of Ari Goldwag, the other ones didn't do it for me. I feel that I'm medayik in all the words when I'm singing his niggin of it, because I feel it's getting me somewhere. And all the oldies you don't remember, but there are. V'li Yerushalayim Yircha. V'li Yerushalayim Dveikus. They got me places, Rabosai. They still do. And you don't get bored of these. You know why you don't get bored of them? If you think music is entertaining, entertainment that you just put on your beats and you beat, so then music can become boring. But if music's a frequency, then you're using it as a form of communication. Just like you don't get sick of speaking, you also don't get sick of nigunim. Because these nigunim are perfect. Vizakeni legadel. It was dead, Rabosai. I'm sure a lot more Talmidei Chachamim are coming out because the women now have a certain frequency of how to relate to Vizakeni, to daven for their children, that they should be me'irin as kala olam. Fine. Sometimes we have to hit a frequency of our own. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Mizmor L'Saida. Every davening, when you hit Mizmor L'Saida, you have to sing it with a niggun. Why? Because the answer is, you're supposed to be emotionally attached when you say thank you. A carbon taida is a happy thing, so you have to have some way of getting there. Not just knowing it, but feeling it. That's what the music does. It's mechaber the seichel with the lev. It's taking the intellect and it's connecting it all the way to the heart. But what about when you create the wrong relationships? This is what I'd like to talk about now. That's creating the right relationships using music. We discussed last week, Acher had two problems, right? One was Acher, what did him in, Acher was singing songs of Yavan. And the Marsha says there was heretical material in there. But we just said in the Gemara that he also had heretical books. So why was it the songs that did him in? And we know, Rabosai, when we sing something, we relate to it emotionally. It becomes part of us. We're attaching ourselves to that reality. Whatever we hear as a song is something that we're mechaber to. I'd like to do a study. It's been a long time. You guys can test me on this, and please don't. I don't want to put your minds in a gutter. But I would like to go over some words that you will find in Gayesha songs, okay? I actually came up with a Gayesha song for this shmooze, and then I realized what would happen if I release it. It was going to be from Aderes Mash, which is me, the Aderes Mashkiach. And I was going to put it on YouTube for kicks, but I realized that if Purim, the island's going to do it on their guitars, and I'm going to get in a lot of trouble and lose my job. But I did do this, and maybe on Purim you'll get me. I came up with an entire song that would be able to show how ridiculous the music is today. However, let's go back into time, and we'll try to understand the most common phrases, words that come up in music. Heaven. Okay, you can count many. Hopefully you have no yedias in this. Heaven. H-E-L-L. Which is not nibble peh, but I'm not saying that in the base medrash either way. Paradise. Flying. Freedom. Freeways. Roads. Peace. Jerusalem. Nice one, right? Tears and crying. All of these things are in songs. And then we have the crazy songs. These are what I call the rage list. Jealousy, anger, hate, murder, pain, fear. Okay. What's the tzad hashava between all these things, Rabosai? Never did I ever hear a guy talk about heaven. He only sings about it. Okay? Paradise, with all these different... The pshat is, you have to go somewhere with music. So what they've done is they've created an alternative reality for themselves. They built a reality to be machaber themselves to absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. I want you to know. They sing about this girl all the time. And then they're bored of every girl. What's pshat? The answer is the girl doesn't come with the soundtrack. The song keeps going and going with all the excitement. And you're attaching yourself. So then you go, I want to find a girl. Then you find her. You get sick of her. You find another. What's pshat? It's mechaber you to the wrong things. The wrong paradise. The wrong heaven. The wrong shamayim. The wrong freeway. It attaches you to all the wrong emotions. That's all the chibur of shtus. And the truth is, you're going to think I'm crazy. It's okay. It won't be the first time. But I don't like to listen to certain songs. My kids and my wife will know that I'll start crying. I'm a little bit of an emotional guy. I don't like listening to Daddy Come Home. That song, I don't know, Daddy Come Home, wherever that comes from. Don't like to listen to that. And the Deaf Man in the Shtiebel. What's pshat, Rabotai? I don't like to cry for no reason. I know that when I listen to this thing in the car to entertain my kids, I'm a very graphic person, and I get right in there. You know, I see mommy's eyes every time. If you're married and you have children and you hear these things and you're mechaber yourself, it's intense. But I feel like it's like kmo a shechvas zera levatala. To cry for no reason, to connect myself to something that never happened, that's not really a major steiging, it's just some sort of dramatic thing. For me, this is not for you. I'm just opening you up a little bit to how serious I take this. It's not worth it. The deaf man's father, it's a nice story, but it's not that nice that it's worth wasting any moisture from my eyes. Because I don't want it to take me anywhere right now. I don't want to go with that. That's not, and I know if I listen to it, that's exactly where it's going to take me. And then there's the songs of today, Rabosai. They're machaber you with nothing, okay? I can't tell you how much nothing, right? The only mashal I could think is, you know, in camp they sing, you know, in the buses. Imagine you see a guy and he looks like he's involved in such a nigger. You listen closely. What's the guy singing? 100 bottles of beer on the wall. If one of them should happen to fall, 99 bottles of beer on the wall. You don't even know the words. You hear these songs? You know, I'm telling you, it doesn't make any sense. If I was a fish that was a whale that could be a snail and had no tail, what's going on over here without bail? My father sent me to jail. Look at my face, it's so pale. Yeah. And you're I just told you the song. I went in the wrong order. Oh man, I'm dead. That's it. It's much better than that. I just didn't write it down. But what are we being machaber ourselves to? And you listen to people bouncing up and down all day to absolutely nothing. It's terrible. I know somebody I'm very close with. The last time he listened to Geisha music, there was someone who was a modern type of yeshiva, and he was in some place in Yerushalayim, and there was a bass manager, and he saw some guy who was listening to some Geisha music in the bass manager, and he was still like, I'm a Wittig guy, what are you listening to? He says, you got to hear this song. Right, fine. He goes out from the bass manager. The bass manager was a separate building. He went outside and looking at the bass manager, she puts on these headphones. In those days, we didn't have this whole stereo system. You just put the things in. And he pushed it. The song was harmless, Rabosai. It was harmless. He felt himself being ejected from all of his Yiddishkeit. It was like... He felt the bass manager was miles away and he was back in high school. He put it down and he never touched it again. This is the chibur that these things have. It's an impossibility for somebody to hear these things and not be affected. It goes straight to the heart. That's why it's a decision. The decision is, what intelligent and great lofty things do I want to attach myself to? And if I attach myself to garbage, Rabosai, then I become garbage. That becomes my soundtrack. That becomes my metzias. That's where I end up holding. The Kuzari in Chelek Gimel, Ois Hey, says that the chassid walks around and he hears women and kids singing songs that are totally inappropriate. And then he goes into davening and he destroys all of their effects. Beautiful line. What does it mean? I think the pshat is the following. This guy, he was just trying to get to shul, but there's a lot going on the way to shul. He's not in it, but it gets there. Walking three steps in, and realizing there's one Borei Olam who cares about me, who has a shaychus with me, who's interested in all my problems, that emotional state overpowers all of that. But that's only if somebody happens to be passing by those things. But if somebody invests in those emotions, then they have a totally messed up understanding. If this guy is upset because his girlfriend stiffed him, and you listen to that song, while you're there, you're with his girlfriend, and you're worried about, you're angry. Why'd she stiff me? That's exact. Otherwise, you don't enjoy the song. I'm telling you. You can't enjoy it. Either you're there and you're upset, it's 3 at night, and she's still, I've been waiting up like an idiot for her. Or you're not enjoying the song. There's no option. I don't listen to the words, Rabbi. No shaykh is the words. Then you're an airhead. You're stom an airhead. You just like, at least listen to the words. Everything comes with a zemer. Everything comes with attachment. Tefillah comes with a zemer. The Sefer Chassidim says, the Halakha Sefer Chassidim, Rav Yehuda HaChassid, he says that if a person can't pronounce any of the words in Pesukei Zimra, They garble everything. They mess it all up. He says, but they say it with a niggin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves it. Al zeh amru v'diglu alai ava. Hashem doesn't matter if you skip over. As long as he sees a song, if he hears a song, this is my guy. He's with me. Because there's a niggin to this thing. And we're not attaching ourselves with nigunim rabosai. It's a major problem. Learning. A tremendous giloy b'siyata d'shmaya for the shmuz on learning, singing with learning. The Gemara tells us in Soita, on Daf Lamed Hey, that David HaMelech was punished. Why? Because he said, Zmirus haisli chukecha. He compared the Torah to Zmirus, to songs. Not only was he punished, Hashem said, you think it's so happy-go-lucky. Torah is like a song. Well, you're going to forget things that even Tinok Shel Beis Rabban forgets. And David HaMelech had that the Aron was on a wagon instead of being carried by people. He says, you think it's so light? Torah, with a blink of an eye, the Gemara says, disappears on you. And you're busy. You're busy calling it a song? Fine. Rabbi Kiva here on the spot, though, points out there's another Gemara. The Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin on Daf Yud Ches says the following thing. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, miyom shecharav beis hamikdash dai leilam shishtamish b'shtei oisiyas. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar kol bayish shenishmayin bo divrei Torah. A house that the Torah is heard in, balayla, at night, shuv eino nechrav, will never be destroyed, shenemar. V'lo amar ayei eloka, you won't say, where is my God who made me? Oisi, noising zmirois balayla, because you sing at night. Rashi says, what are the singing at night that the Gemara is talking about? It's obvious. Torah. Frech the Marsha, Astira. The Marsha asked in Erevin, what's going on over here? David HaMelech was punished for calling the Torah Zmiris. And yet, we find a harmless Gemara in Erevin on Daf Yud Ches that says you should learn Torah at night. And what's the deal? How does the Torah, we know it's Torah? Zmiros Nasan. Sing at night. Frek the Marsha, what's going on over here? Torah's not Zmiris. So I think Ayin Sham in the Marsha, but I think there's a very simple understanding here to explain this. David HaMelech wasn't punished just for calling Torah Zmiris. David HaMelech was punished because he compared the Torah to Zmiris. What does that mean? If you look in the Mefarshim, David HaMelech said, Torah is like a song. That just like songs keep you upbeat, Torah kept me upbeat when I was down. He compared the Torah to a song. Hashem says, you want to use that imagery for Torah? Then I'll show you that Torah is a lot more serious than that, and you'll forget a lot of your Torah. The Gemara in Erevin doesn't say that. The Gemara in Erevin says, whenever Torah is heard in your house at night, interesting, heard in your house at night, says the Ben Yoyada on the spot, it's talking about somebody who's learning out loud. Someone who's learning out loud. And it's affecting his wife and kids. They're listening to this beautiful, beautiful learning. Over here, you know what I think the pshat is, Rabosai? Over here in this Gemara, Torah is not compared to a song. The Gemara says whoever sings Torah, will be zeicha that his bias will never be destroyed. It's not saying that Torah is a song. It says that I'm so attached to Torah that when I learn, it's a song for me. Not compared to a song. I sing it because I want to be attached to it. When do you get attached to things, Rabosai? I'm not zeicha to be here very late at night. I'm an old man. I don't have such strength to be here late. But I always remember in yeshiva, the beautiful nigunim of Bachrim learning was always late at night. You know why? Because there are no chavrusas. There are only a handful of people in the Beis Medrash. And you get into it. You start singing. You start getting into it. Hanishmayim balayla, at night, when you're alone. It's you and the Rabbono Shalom. You can't sing with a chavrusa. It doesn't go. Kumi roini balayla, sing to me at night. Somebody who attaches himself to Torah, if you sing the Torah, Rabosai, you will love the Torah. There is a niggin from Rav Elchanan Wasserman, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. It went like this. It wasn't such a complicated words. It was, Amar Abaye, Amar Abaye, Amar Abaye, Amar Abaye. I was once brought to Atlanta to be Makarif people. It was a bad idea. But I didn't know what to do with them. We were in a bowling alley, and I really didn't want to be in this alley. So I gathered a few people together. They didn't know much. I just said, we're going to learn Rav Elchanan's Niggun. All of them, they managed, I don't know if they knew Alphabets. They're going, Omar Abba, yay, Omar Abba. I've advanced in helping the public, Rav Elchanan, as you can see. But what is that? Why are you singing Omar Abaye? Because you don't understand. Why is it? What is it about Abaye? There's something about this man that's changing my life. Every time he comes up in the Gemara, I don't know what it is. But if I start singing, a person who doesn't learn with a niggun will never experience the sweetness of Torah. It's a certain connection. We sing everything, Rabosai. We sing stupidity. The things that are so real to us, we're not attaching ourselves to them. A person has to focus their song. I noticed this year, the Hanukkah Masiba was fantastic. I think Simchas Torah left what to be desired. I came here for Simchas Torah. It was basically a glorified mosh pit. I mean, everybody was sort of drunk and bumping into these waterproof Sifrei Torah, you know, in these bags. It was not my chill, as they say. But I was trying to think, why was Hanukkah so nice and what was wrong with Simchas Torah? And I realized, it's that Rabbi Katz, before we had the Hanukkah Masiba, he gave us a mahalach. He said, you're going to go in there and dance. And he starts expressing what we're doing. I myself was getting, he said, this is Zeis Hanukkah, and we're going to go in there, we're going to dance. It wasn't just because of that giant sumo nanach, Rabosai. That was great, by the way. Scared the living daylights out of me, but it was great. But it was because we had a mahalach. We knew where we were singing, Rabosai. We had an address. On Simchas Torah, I feel like if we could have used the shmooze. I saw a circle. When you see a circle, Rabosai, you know you're singing a song. When things are coming together, not just for you and the Rabbono Shalom, but you're able to see your friend in a circle. If everybody's just bonking into each other, it's a sign that they're not singing. Singing always makes a circle. It's where I can see in all directions who's involved over here. That's where it's supposed to take us. We should all be zeicha to shimru, shiru lai, zamru lai, sicha b'chal neflaisu.